This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The diplomatic to and fro over Ukraine and Crimea continue. Spokespeople for Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov traded statements throughout the day today. The next actual event on the program is this coming Sunday, the hastily called referendum in Crimea on whether to stay or to go. But whichever way that winds up, Ukraine's problems are far more than just political. Here's Marketplace's Sarah Gardner to get us going today.
So just how bad off is the Ukrainian economy?
The Ukraine has the worst record over the last 20 years of any industrialized economy in the world.
Robert Shapiro, chairman of the economic advisory firm Sonicon, says since departing the Soviet Union, Ukraine's economy has shrunk 30%. It's got one of the biggest underground economies in the world. Its credit rating is worse than Greece, and there's debt. Lots of it, says Stanford University political scientist Catherine Stoner.
It owes $13 billion this year, $16 billion estimated at the end of 2015. It only has $12 billion left in hard currency reserves, and Ukraine really does not have the money to pay.
Anders Osland served as an economic advisor to Ukraine in the mid-90s. He says the country has depended on agriculture, steel, and space rocketry, but bad leadership and corruption have jeopardized growth.
President Viktor Yanukovych had one aim for his economic policy, enriching himself as much as possible together with his family, and he didn't care much about the rest.
Which scared off foreign investment. Now, Ukraine says it needs at least $35 billion to fix the mess it's in, and that's just the short term. Stanford's Catherine Stoner says any loans that Ukraine gets from the International Monetary Fund will come with a price.
They're going to have to suck up some harsh macroeconomic reform and get far more fiscally responsible.
Like raising home heating prices, which right now are heavily subsidized. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
If you want to know more about Ukraine and Russia and our role over there, you can check out our special report, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Global Economy. With apologies to Peter Sellers and Dr. Strangelove, it's at marketplace.org.